Welcome back to another episode of Reality. Catherine and Elom are in the building.
Woo-hoo. Hi, guys.
What you're not saying, skin is glistening. Just got back from Spain. How's everything?
Good. Obviously, the weather just meant.
It was like 40 degrees. What was the weather like in Spain?
40 degrees.
What?
Yeah. I'm coming back to this.
There was a heat wave.
Damn. Yeah. And how long were you there for? How many weeks?
I was there for like in the actual villa for like 5.5.
That's
a long time. Yeah, and then like 6 weeks with like the holding and stuff like that. So I've been in there for a while.
6 weeks and holding?
You know, with everything, yeah. Oh. So like the whole, yeah.
Oh, and how you were there? Was it like, you had a good run though?
Do you know what? I did a dry run beforehand. So they flew me out early and then I was there for like what? Couple days and then they flew me back to the UK and then I had to come back again to Mallorca.
What do you mean a dry run?
Like, so basically a dry run is basically they test out all the cameras, they test out everything, see if everything's obviously working.
Yeah.
And then they go into the main show where obviously Catherine and the rest obviously go in as well. So there was 11 different islanders on there as well.
Oh.
And I was obviously one of them to obviously make it out of that dry run. And make
did you see the other islanders?
Yeah, I saw the other.
Like, what?
11 different islanders.
Who were they? There's other people.
Yeah, other
like,
people.
Like, have you spoken to them? Like,
yeah, I've spoken to them. They're
so they like, just didn't make it on the show?
Nah, I was the only person. I was the only person that made it on the show.
Wow.
So from Casa.
Damn, I hope they get on the next season then. I'm so intrigued.
Listen.
Yeah, like apparently you had to do like the trials and stuff and the dry run, like just to make sure everything works.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've had a journey, man, but it's been eventful.
How did you guys get scouted? Did you apply? Did someone find you in a bar somewhere and be like, we want you on Love Island? Like, what was the deal? How did it happen for you both?
I must have applied, not this series, so like, I think the other series.
Yeah.
And like, I just got a call again. I was like, you know what? Let me just do it. Like, it's one in a lifetime. Like, you know, and I wouldn't change it as well. Like, not every day someone says, come on Love Island, you know? But I feel like you still have to do the whole application as well. So even if they do DM you,
you still have to apply.
You still have to go through the whole process.
Yeah. Do you know what? This is scary. You remind me so much of you one day.
I'm really?
So, it's actually scary because I speak to you one day, like regularly.
Really?
And can I say, right, you're from London, right?
Yeah.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I have only known of Black Irish people from Love Island. I've never met in real life. I'm being honest. Like, in real life, I've never met Black Irish people
until Love Island. Yeah, yeah. No, every time I meet 100%. Someone, like, prior to Love Island, everyone's like, oh, my God, you're Black and you're Irish? And I'd be like,
I've not.
Yes.
Literally. It's so good,
there's
though.
Such a big community out there.
And like, they always get one a season.
Yeah, it's
so funny. Martin, Dami, you one day.
It's like, Salma. I remember Salma from Casa Amor as well.
Do they have casting producers standing at the airport? No. Dublin collecting all the black people, then come.
I don't even know.
Damn. But look, obviously, like, you know, you leave the villa and you see social media. I know it's been a lot for you. Mm-hmm. Are you okay?
Yeah. Like, I feel like every day does get better. Mm. Obviously, the first day, it's like you're dealing with emotions you've never dealt with before. Yeah. Like, you know, I've always had, like, you know, strong mind, strong head. Mm. But I won't lie to you. Like, it was a lot. It was a lot.
Yeah. And obviously you were kind of getting dragged into it as yeah, well. Like, how was
do you
it?
Know what? Do you know what it is? Like, if you don't laugh, you'll cry. Do you understand? Mm. Like, and at the end of the day, when you're doing something right, you're always going to get haters. And like, they yeah. want to be in a position that you're in, but they just can't. So I just laugh at it, really.
Yeah. How did you feel about people calling you Jeffrey?
listen. I got my phone, and like, I was seeing Jeffrey. I was like, what the hell? I stood up, I looked in the mirror, I was just like, no way.
I really had that moment, do I look like Jeffrey?
I woke up one morning, you know when you sit on the end of your bed and you start to just deep laugh, you just sit there. I looked up and I looked in the mirror, I was like, no way I look like Jeffrey. They're violating.
They really pushed him. Listen. They pushed him to go up to the mirror and be like.
They pushed him to the mirror.
And be like, do I look him, bro?
No. Twitter is a ruthless place.
It is ruthless.
I delete that app.
I don't actually think you look like Jeffrey.
I don't see it as well, you know.
I just think sometimes on screen, yeah, with dark skinned people, like, you can look even darker.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But I still don't think you look like Jeffrey. I don't know where. Not Catherine. Catherine yelling.
Oh my gosh, man.
No, people were dragging you because remember you were like, guys, I'm going on Afterton tonight. No. Listen, you were like, I'm going on Afterton tonight. I'm going to spill all the tea. And on Twitter, I was like, guys, Elon was going to spill the tea. I'm like, what? Let me put it on record. I was like, what's he going to say? And the way you were just sat on that chair, yeah, people that talk
but
then.
But you know what it is? Like, we had questions. listen, Will. Listen.
Talk then?
Listen, Will, do you know what happened?
Let me, lad.
You see, at Aftersun, they give you questions to answer. You can't really spill tea.
You must have left the studio and be like, ah, they're getting on to me. Listen, like, where's the tea?
I saw the. It started off with Jeffrey comments, and then after I went on live, I was seeing, spill the tea. And then after the Aftersun, oh my gosh, it was just.
People like it was lukewarm tea.
Yeah.
It's just like, did you even put on the kettle? Like, you know what I mean?
It's crazy, man.
All right, let's speak about the beginning of your Villa journey, Catherine. Who was you with in the beginning? It was Andre.
I was with Andre, so the public thought me with Andre. Yes.
Oh, big fan of Andre, man.
Yeah,
great
no,
guy.
Andre is really great, nice. He's so sweet. He honestly is so sweet. Like
Andre, no, but you were shady because I remember when I think it was the exact picture you walked, you were like, bye.
Yeah, do you know what? I feel like at the beginning, like yeah. I literally only had, wasn't like a day with Andre before Zach. Like took me, so I didn't feel like any loyalties as such, or like we're all beginning our journey.
Yeah,
like we're all still we're all like still adjusting to Villa life. Like, is this real? We are actually here. Like, so when I got put with Zach, I was like, oh well, I have to explore Zach because he's picked me and he stole me and he didn't have to do that kind of thing. Yeah. So it kind of just forces you to kind of like explore your options, kind of thing, and like. I was in a couple with him. You stay in the bed with this guy. And like, realistically, in the Villa, whoever you're in a couple with, you naturally spend more time with.
Yeah.
So it became a bad thing.
Yeah. And then obviously after Zach, you were back of Andre. But I feel like when you got back of him after, it seemed a little bit more serious. I felt like it looked like there was a bit more emotion. Yeah. Like it looked a little bit more.
Yeah.
But it was weird because I wanted to see more of it, but I don't feel like we saw a lot of that on screen.
Yeah. I feel like, obviously, when I got back with Andre after the whole Zach situation, like, obviously, Andre dropped it on me when I was mourning, when I was like, oh, yeah, like, Zach did this mad thing to me. Andre, you care about me. Tell me what's been said. He's like, well, I want to get to know you. Like, that was what I, like how it was brought out to me. It's like, I'm after just having tears in my eyes and you're telling me this. And then, obviously, that's when Ruchi got angry. So I was like, what? Like, you saw an opportunity and blah, blah, blah. Like, so I think in that moment it was just very heated, but then when we got back it was good, but I feel like it was trying to get there, like that's what I felt like. Obviously Andre's a nice guy, we do get along, but we're, you know, again, we're still adjusting. Like, you're emotionally invested into one thing, then you're jumping into another thing, and it's like, actually I want to take it slow because I don't want to go fast again and then the same thing happens. So it was a lot of that.
Yeah. And then after Andre was Scott, I think, right? Was it Scott?
So no.
Was it Zach again?
No.
It was Andre,
and then it was Scott.
Yeah. And then it was Scott.
Yeah.
I liked you too in that point.
Yeah.
At that point, you looked like proper. Sorry, no shade.
No, it's cool. It's cool.
It's cool,
bro.
You're like, what
Scott?
About me?
And I'm like,
what you talking about, Willis? Yeah. But at that point, you two really seemed like you were getting on before Casa. Like, it looked like, and I'm sure you must have been watching the show from Holden thinking, could I even break this? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it looks like you two were proper, like, Twitter, everyone was shipping you too. Yeah. Like, so in that moment,
it's so crazy because no one said that. Do you know what I mean? Like, even bombshells that came in, no one was saying that. Mm-mm. Yeah, like, no one was saying that. So it was like, it was so different for me. But like, I did enjoy my time with Scott. Like, obviously, when he pulled me for a chat, I was the first one he pulled for a chat. And like, we got along. Like, obviously, he lives in Dublin. He's not from Dublin, but he lives in Dublin. Obviously, I grew up there. Yeah. So it was just like a lot of like familiarity. Like, everyone in the villa had their own familiarity. Like London, a lot of people from like Essex side or West London. Like, everyone like had their own. Whereas like, Scott and I, like, that was our own. Like, we're just vibing off Dublin. Like, I could banter off what a spice bag is to him. Do you know what I mean? And we were talking about the chipper. Like you know, it was just normal, good conversation at that time, you know? So, yeah.
No, I'm listening. And then, obviously, with Scott, right, he was, like, proper putting it on you. Like, he liked you a lot.
Yeah.
And who is it that said? Was it Sammy? Who was like, Scott doesn't like her.
Yeah.
It was so confusing because it was like, he's literally in the beat shop being like, I really like Catherine. Like, so I think
we were shocked as well. Like, obviously in my comments, like, obviously I turned to the girls and I was like, well, Scott hasn't ever said it unless there's something I'm missing.
He never said that.
Unless there's something I'm missing. Like, did he ever say to you, Sammy, that I was unattractive? Or like, you know, like, that's what I was feeling in the moment. And like, if he didn't say it, you're projecting. Yeah. And that's what I felt in that moment.
Well, let's decipher this, right? Because I had a whole conversation on Twitter about, I was going back and forth with people, right? He is just assuming.
Yeah.
He's got this idea in his head that, no, Scott just wouldn't go for
like
Catherine.
I don't know. Like, realistically, I'm not going to decipher it fully, innit? But I think, like, you know, from the get-go, when Sammy walked in, he didn't look at me. He didn't look at Whitney. Like, he didn't look at us. So, obviously, we knew we weren't his type, but that was fine. You know, that was fine. We all have our types. You know, we could be friends kind of thing. So, obviously, when that situation happened, I was like,
it's a bit weird.
Are you looking at me like that? Like, why are you assuming such? Do you know what I mean? Like,
because there was no need to assume
exactly
such.
Like, and especially, like, with, like, That situation, that whole day, they separated all the couples. Yep. So for the whole day, because we were so used to being with each other 24/7, okay? So that whole day when we had to vote the least compatible couple, I think it was the least compatible couple. That whole day when we had to vote the least compatible couple, we were all separated.
Yep.
And like, so you had the whole day to think of your reasoning. It wasn't 5 minutes. It wasn't an hour. Like, it was the whole day. Like, you know, me and Scott were in the lounge away from everyone else. This and this were upstairs. Like, everyone was just separate. So you had to have a good reason, you know? So for me, it's like, you had that all that time and that's what you say.
Yeah.
You know?
It was really, really weird. But yeah, like, Scott liked you a lot at that time.
Yeah, but he did apologize for the comments, Sammy did.
And you were upset, though.
Yeah, I was.
It's good that the girls had your back, you know. Yeah. Like, I was really happy to see the girls, like, with you when you confronted him. So at least he apologized.
Yeah, no, Whitney was there.
Yeah, it was really, really good to see that.
Even that whole conversation, like, half of it wasn't shown. Weird. Like, it was even it was such a weird conversation. Like, he went on to saying sex is the most important thing in a relationship. And we were like, well, how do you, like, what? Like, we were so confused about that conversation ourselves. Like,
oh, so even in that conversation, he said So he said sex is the most important thing in a relationship.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with?
Exactly. Our point, which is probably why they didn't hear it.
So maybe he was insinuating that Scott doesn't find you sexually attractive.
Yeah.
But what?
What me and Scott were like. So obviously, I feel like we kept going through these kind of little hiccups in the villa where people make comments and it's like, where are you getting that from? Or this is that. So it's like, then obviously that's what kind of brought us closer. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
But look, Sammy did apologize.
Yeah, he did. So he did apologize. And me and Sammy are close now.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
cool.
We are, you know, we banter off each other, you know, teaching them how to do some bad. Like.
That's good. And then Casa Amor came.
Yeah.
Now, when Casa arrived, did you think you would, like, have your head turned? Or did you think that you were going to, like, be open to talk to people? Like, before you went in and obviously met Elom, like, what was your thought process before? Because obviously, I know they kind of just whisked you guys away. But, what was your thought process?
Realistically, in the villa, everyone knew Casa was coming. So, like, obviously, where we talk about so much every day, CASA was a conversation that everyone would talk about. Exactly. We just didn't know when it was coming, but we felt it coming, you know? But no one knew it was going to be the night of Neo, because Neo was already a big thing.
Yeah.
So no one actually knew it was going to be the night of Neo, but everyone's already having conversation in their couples, like, what would you do if CASA comes? The boys are having conversation with themselves. So Scott and I did have a conversation, and we were just saying we are open to, like, new bombshells.
Oh, cool.
And, like, if CASA comes, would be open to find new connections. So obviously in my head, I took that on as, like, you know, he's open, you know? So that was my thought process going into that. And obviously you can imagine everything that was going on at the time as well, the game playing situation and whatnot. Like, so it was just like, I need to be open kind of thing.
Yeah. Then you two met each other.
Yeah.
What was it like the first second you locked eyes? Was it like you just knew it was like tension? Like, what was like the feeling between you two?
Not gonna lie, the first night was very strange.
It was like gather around the fire pit. And
yeah, it was very strange because we were adjusting to being away from home. Mm-hmm. Like, we were like, why did we have to go? Like, we were going through a lot of emotions ourselves, like within the girls. Mm-hmm. So realistically, on the first day, I was actually quite like, not closed, but I was kind of closed off.
Weird, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, you know, I wasn't really trying to chat to anyone. Like, you know, I had to get the nudge kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Like, for us, like, it was this thing where for all the CASA people, they were like, yeah, cool, lads holiday, you know what time it is, girls are here, set pace. That's what it was like for us. So like, I don't feel like they aired it as well. I spoke to a couple of people like Leo, Whitney, Jess, but they didn't really air it like that. And then when I obviously spoke to Catherine, I was like, yeah, say no more. Like, she's actually an interesting person.
So that's where you feel like this is going to be the connection I'm going to build 100, on.
Yeah, 100%.
Wow. Sorry, where are we now? Are you guys together like that? Like, what's the deal?
Yeah, so we're still obviously exploring because we obviously don't leave the relationship.
What does exploring mean?
Exploring is still like...
Sorry, I want to get to the bottom of this, you know.
Exploring is still talking stages. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
We're still trying to get to know each other. Like, being in the villa...
It's so different to being
not
outside.
Having that privacy as well. Like,
yeah.
You care, it's hard.
Because obviously, I'm sure you saw the tweets. People were like... Your body language on After Sun, it was given very like, we're not together.
No,
like,
After Sun was very nerve-wracking. It was live TV. Like, I've never done that before. Exactly. Like, I've actually never sat in front of a screen and had to talk, you know? So it was very, like, obviously I've done it now a few times between After Sun and now, so it's obviously more comfortable.
Yeah.
But like, on After Sun, I was just like, dealing with obviously social media, dealing with, you know, me. Like, I was just nervous. And like, obviously... Yeah.
So what are the next steps? Where are you taking Catherine? Where's the first date?
Do you know
where are you going?
Do you know
where are you spending that cash?
Do you know what you know what it is? Like right now, like we've obviously been in the limelight for quite some time right now. We're just trying to do things like privately. So like private dates and like just
What other dates? Tell me, we want to know.
We haven't planned we've even been out of the villa a week yet. Like we literally
want to know where you guys are going on a date.
Yeah, but like we don't even know. Like we're like we don't even know. It's hard to tell someone when you don't even know. Do you know? Like I feel like people need to realize like yes, we've come out of Love Island, but we are still normal people.
Yeah.
And like before Love Island, you know. You don't meet someone one day and meet them on a day the next day. Like, that 100%. Doesn't happen, you know? So it's just kind of like...
So you're in the talking stages, you're just getting to know each other.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So not in a relationship, not necessarily exclusive, but just like talking and getting to know each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Back to CASA. What made you want to bring Elon back?
I think...
And obviously, you know, leave Scott.
Yeah, so, no, my plan was never to leave Scott. Like, my plan was actually just to get to know Elam, like, just have more time, because Castlemore is actually a short amount of time. Yeah. Like, we literally only had 3 days, and in them 3 days, it was very stop-starty, so, like, you couldn't have, like, flowing conversations as such, you know? So, my goal, and I think the way the girls approach it was kind of like, we're bringing them back to have, you know, more time to see if there is, like, anything there, if there is anything further of, like, you know, if it does compare to our current connection and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it was never, like, a goodbye is how the boys took it. Like, we were surprised how the boys took it, you know?
Wow.
Like, yeah.
And how did you feel when you saw Scott there with no one?
Obviously, I felt shit. Like, Like, because in my head, it was like, there was no doubt he was going to recouple, and everyone was saying the same thing. Even the CASA boys were saying the same thing. Like, everyone's like, you know, everyone was saying all that.
No, but the people were saying, like, oh, if Gabby, you know Gabby, right? Gabby from Casa Amor. Mm-hmm. If Gabby gave Scott the right attention, he would have obviously brought Gabby back. Yeah. That's what I've been hearing as well. So
wow,
there was so much shit that wasn't aired that, you know, led up to that, like a lot of the fiery moments between me and Scott.
Like,
just like, you know, the Casa girls telling us the tea from Casa. Yeah.
They spilled the tea. What did they say? What did they say?
Like, sorry, the girls that stayed. Yeah, like, they were just saying stuff like, I don't know, like what basically Alan said just there. And like, you know, the boys were making comments about like lineups and stuff like just very silly stuff. And like, you know, it made it look as if you never even cared kind of thing. So it was just like, it was basically, a girl should never hear the boys chat. That's what I would say. But we were getting the boys chat. Yeah. And it was obviously not nice there for any of us.
Damn. So what was like the energy like in the villa? Was it tense even with you?
On the fire pit.
Fire pit and afterwards.
Do you know
like
what?
First day back.
I feel like walking in, I was like, yeah, cool. I'm the guy walking in. Like, I got Catherine. And then when you stand around the fire pit, you're just like, oh, shit. This shit is actually real. Yeah. Do you understand?
Like, I was shaking.
Literally, like it was just
I've
crazy.
I've never, ever shaked that much. Wow. Yeah, but it was a very tense moment.
Do you know what it was? Like, the next day, like the next morning, everything was like calm. Like everyone was just getting to know each other.
Yeah.
Like the guys obviously introduced me to like everyone in the villa as well. So they made me feel welcome as well.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So with Scott now, where are things with you two? Like you're cool.
We're good. We're really, really good. Like it's such a shame they didn't show like the good moments after and stuff like that. Like we were actually like, you know, me, Scott, Whitney, we were like the closest, you know? Yeah, so like they didn't show a lot of that.
So it's
as well.
All good vibes.
It was all good vibes, honestly.
Or let's talk about movie night.
Okay.
Movie night was a madness.
Yeah.
So obviously you will remember because you were there. There was the point where I think it was you and was it? I forgot who it was.
Leah
said to Scott, or kind of like, no one wanted you in Casa or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel about that, watching the clips back and everything?
Obviously, it's like crazy watching the clips back because like the sequence didn't happen like the sequence it did kind of thing. Ooh. Like there was just a lot of back and forth between the boys and girls that wasn't like shown kind of thing, you know? So like the boys got us very heated and whatever. And Amber actually started the whole thing with the Scott thing.
Wow.
She's obviously the one that carried that from Casa and brought it over. So she said it and Aaliyah's like, oh, like I don't want to say it because.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Because Amber's the one, like, you say it. Like, I don't want to be the one saying. And then the boys are, like, you know, being boys and, like, trying to wind us up and, like, be like, say it then, say it. Like, it was very, like,
we didn't see that.
Yeah, so it was very, like, you know, whatever. And it's, like, mumble, don't do this. Like, it was very like that. And then Mary's like, oh, like, she's angry over Bond. This is that. Like, it was just very, like.
Oh, so they were actually, like, provoking.
Yeah,
them,
like, you guys were on that chain. The boys were really going back and forth.
Oh, and then obviously you kind of got annoyed.
Yeah, so they were. So they're asking every girl, like, what was said? And I was like, why isn't these girls saying it? Like, just say, because Amber's the one that said it. Like, this is what you said. And I was like, oh, she said no one wants you. Like, that was how, like, it was. But I was even directing the comment asker. It was more at Mitch, because Mitch was coming at me.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, she's angry over, like, a silly suitcase, silly bonnet. Like, it was just very, like, it was very, like, I was angry with them comments, you know? But that wasn't shown.
Okay, because it looked like you just said it. And everyone was like, whoa.
No. I was actually riled up because there was a whole suitcase situation. And, like, you know, Mitch knew how I felt about it. So when he was taking the piss out of it, like saying, because of a bonnet, over a bonnet. And I was like, bitch, please. Like, like, shut up. Like, that was getting me angry. Like, and I was like, what? I was like, no, it's not over a bonnet. Basically, and like obviously none of the girls are still saying what Amber said, so I said it.
Yeah.
To shut them up. Because okay, it was fine. Being it was like constant until
that makes more sense yeah. now, you know. Mm-hmm. It makes sense. Yeah. How did you find Movie Night?
Movie Night was calm for me, like, yeah. like I knew how I was moving in Casa. Like, mm. I knew there was not gonna be tensions between me and obviously Catherine.
And it's so crazy because like, at Movie Night, me and Scott were still in a good place.
Oh wow.
And the crazy thing about it was like because I don't know, I was obviously speaking to family and friends and stuff. Like, they showed us, like, the LM tape. Mm-hmm. And, like, the start of it was like, I don't want to disrespect Scott. Like, me, what I was saying that's to LM in Casa, but that didn't air on TV. Mm-hmm. So it was, to us, we're all calm, but then to TV, we're not calm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that was interesting to know as well, that, like, they showed us that movie, but it didn't show the viewers that kind of thing.
And, like, when I obviously put out on my YouTube that I'm going to be interviewing you guys, everyone had one question. Did you apologize to Scott for that specific comment?
Yeah, but it wasn't, look, it wasn't directed at Scott.
Yeah.
So he, like, that's why there was never, like, any, like, tension about that comment with us. Oh. But after we had the conversation, like, when we had that long, that fire pit conversation, they got the most heated bit of that conversation.
Yeah.
But that conversation started with apologies from both sides, because obviously there was comments that Scott had made too, but again didn't get aired.
Yeah.
And there was comments that obviously I made, and like we started off with apologies. Then we started off with understanding where, like, how my thought process went, and, you know, really understanding it, and like blah blah blah. And then, like, then it was understanding, then it got heated again. Mm-hmm. Like, but it was like a long 40-minute conversation that they took like 3 minutes from. Okay. Do you know? Yeah.
So I've been seeing like Islanders leave the villa, like Casa, and like I'm seeing people speaking about Scott, and some people are saying, oh, he was getting this situation, that situation. But we're not seeing that on screen. So it's like, he looks quite unproblematic on screen. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't want to make a comment.
Why are you chuckling, Elon? He's sipping his tea. Why are you chuckling? what's the deal? I don't know. He seems unproblematic on screen, but then everyone's coming out and dropping a little sprinkle.
There's just a lot you don't see on TV. That's just it.
Wow.
That we naturally thought it'd be picked up.
Okay.
Because it's juicy kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But
what is it?
There's no like even the fire pit gameplay and moments. Mm. That wasn't just a 5 minute, like it was a long thing where people were dissecting the comments.
Yeah.
But that wasn't shown as well.
Okay.
You know? So it was a lot, you know? But again, I never took it so seriously as probably the other Islanders.
Yeah.
Because obviously I was in a couple of him. I liked him. I just thought, like, you know, don't dissect someone else when you're not, when he's not dissecting you guys kind of thing. So that was my stance on it.
Wow. Okay, fine. What was the situation that this gossip going around? Apparently, like, KD had a disagreement with you, Whitney, and Ella or something like that that wasn't aired.
Oh, this was on this was in Casa, right?
Yeah.
What happened?
It was silly. Yes, it did get loud. It did get heated, but like...
And did security guards really have to run in?
No, there was no security guards.
Why would the Casa girls say that?
I don't know why. The Casa girls weren't there. There was no security.
They were more like, the security running. It was crazy.
Who said that?
No, you guys were in the bedroom.
But we heard everything. We was like, this is the first night, and we're hearing arguments.
The first night was not.
But what was it? What happened?
We just had too many wines. Yeah. We just had too many wines. Like, even in the morning when we had to like debrief, we couldn't even explain the sequence. Like, we didn't understand how it got to that point kind of thing. It was just one of them nights. Yeah. I feel like emotions were just really high.
Just
that
girls
night.
Had a couple drinks.
Yeah, like that night,
that
we were all in tears. Yeah. Like, every single one of us was in tears in different, like, situations. Like, so, you know, it was just very high emotions.
Yeah. What are we thinking about all the couples? So we're going to go through them. Actually, Whitney questioned whether Zach took the easy way out with Molly the other day.
Yeah.
What are we thinking about that? Because, I don't know, Zach and Molly do seem quite genuine, but what do we think about Whitney's process there?
I think it comes from him obviously wanted to get to know KD. When she picked him, like, he was straight on to KD. They got along. We all thought that they got along. When he recouped with Molly, that was the end. There was no conversation. They left it open. Then he kisses KD. Molly, they kiss each other,
basically.
And it's just like, there was obviously something there with Katie. There was just never any end to it. And maybe she felt like, you know, he had a second chance, so he didn't want to throw it away. Yeah. Rather than actually just giving himself, you know, the full Love Island experience.
No, but I do think that Zach and Molly best see each other.
I do think so too. Like,
Zach sometimes he doesn't think like that, but he likes Molly. Like, I've been speaking to him when I was in the villa as well. He's saying that his heart is with Molly, but at the same time, there's unfinished business with KD as well.
Yeah, so. And I think that's where that comment stemmed from. Like, I don't think, like, you know, there's no doubt he likes Molly and he gets along with Molly or whatnot. But I think it stemmed from, like, you know, I don't know, from Whitney's perspective, maybe, like, what Zach usually goes for, him not ending stuff with KD, and then him being with Molly.
I know we're going through the couples, but basically, on tonight's episode, Whitney calls Ella selfish.
I don't think it's deep.
It's
because
not that deep.
We say it all the time.
Really?
Yeah, like, but not in a way like that. We're like, oh, like, you know, like, Ella's just Ella. Like, Ella's just Ella. We know she's our girl. So we don't, like...
So it's more of like a friendship.
I think it's more of a friendship.
So it's not like a proper, like,
I don't think
fallout.
Ella will ever take it to heart. Like, I don't take it to ever a big fallout. I never think it's that. Like, we are friends. You know, stuff obviously does get said, but no one takes it to heart.
It's not
like
that deep.
I think it's honestly like a playful, like, but you're selfish. Like, but you're... like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's a fight.
Yeah. What are we thinking of Whitney and Loken?
I love them, man. I love them. Like, when we was in the villa, we was obviously spending time with them a lot. Loken is a vibe. Whitney's a vibe as well. Like, they're just nothing but energy between them. Impeccable.
Wow. Does Whitney know that the public love her? Like, to the extent?
Yeah.
How does she know?
People come in and say Whitney. Like, bombshells come in and be like, oh, Whitney, my mom loves you. Or something like that. Oh. Or like... I remember one of the fire pit moments, Maya was like, hey, Whitney. Like, it was like,
You could tell.
Wow. And, like, whoever came in would say, like, you're loved.
Because people are just like, let Whitney win. Whoever she's with, no matter what.
Whitney's amazing. Like, Whitney is literally amazing. Like, she's literally, like, was my closest in there. Like, we literally were, like, together, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Like, she actually has a heart of gold. Like,
you see with Whitney as well, she has no filter. If she doesn't like you, she's going to say it straight. Like, she's ruthless with it as well. But at the same time, she has a clean heart. She'll say what the issue is, she'll address it, and then she'll just
move on from
it. I
don't think she doesn't not like anyone.
No,
like,
she doesn't.
I don't think she'd ever, like, be like, I don't like
you. No, but she'll say, like, comments and, like, yeah.
You know, I think she's just honest.
She's just real.
Honestly, exactly. Like, she's just real. Like, I don't think it's, like, I don't think it's negative. Like, I honestly think it's, like, positive. Like,
100%. Like,
you have to be real.
Yeah.
You know? You can't be fake, is what I'll say. Especially in that villa.
And I can't lie, I've been loving Tyreek and Ella's journey, man.
Me too.
It was like a love story.
Like, what I always say to people, when you watch a movie, you literally see the highs, you see the lows. Mm. By the end, love prevails. And for me, that's watching Ty and Ella.
I think they'll stay together, you know.
Oh, they will. They will, for sure. For sure.
What's your opinion on Elam?
I feel like...
Yeah, but I have seen
certain things as well, innit? Like,
what have you seen?
I'm just saying, I've seen, like, what actually happened after Casa, how they're obviously working together to actually amend what was actually going between them. But at the same time, when you start to get your phone and you start to see messages and, like, I feel like Ty's head could turn, but at the same time, he really likes Ella as well.
But you think his head could still turn?
Yeah, 100%.
Wow.
100%.
You don't think so?
Why?
I've been there from the start, okay? And they've had their journey, but they're in love, okay? 100%. They're actually in love. And it's like, do you think lust will break love? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it won't. Like, I think it's just more about having trust outside, but I think that could break it, but not like... him actually doing something. I don't think he'd do anything.
No, he wouldn't do it.
And, like, to be fair, they're not in a relationship either. So it's just what they agree within themselves and, like, how they want to move forward with it. Do you know what I mean? Like, yes, they said, I love you, but, like, people are saying heads could turn whatever, but, like, they're still not in a relationship. It just depends on how they speak to each other. Like, you know, like, I've been there when they talk about moving it. Like, I've been there when, you know, they've gone through so, like, they talk and they talk deeply, you know? So I just do feel like it will work. It's just going to be a lot of trials.
But it's not a relationship without trials. Especially coming out of it. No, just think about it. Especially coming out of the villa. Like, you're going to get so many
people. Is that what you're going through?
I'm not going through it. I'm not even going through any of that.
You're pushing this.
No, but I'm not even going through that. I'm just thinking like, cool, listen. I'm just thinking like, cool, he's going to step out the Villa. You know how Ty was with all the bombshells as well.
No, most of the bombshells. You weren't there.
But I was seeing it as, yeah, as I was a viewer. I was seeing it.
Yeah, but what you guys didn't see was him still saying Ella, Ella,
yeah,
Ella,
cool.
Ella.
I did see parts of it as well, but I'm just saying possibly 50-50. I feel like his head will turn slightly.
I don't think it's a 50-50. I think it's a much higher percentage.
You know what, Elam? You do tell on yourself sometimes, you know.
Well, how?
Remember that time in the Villa when you pulled Catherine and you were like, what did you say? You were like, oh, if a new bombshell comes in. Yeah, and you weren't even really giving a proper, because first you were like, if a new bombshell comes in, I'd want to explore.
No,
and
then, he started off with, I'm too comfy.
Yes.
Yeah, that was
too. Do you know what
does that even mean?
Do you know what it is? Listen.
Even me, I was like,
what are you trying to say here? And then you start backtracking when you got scared, when you clocked that you knew what you were trying to say. No, but you start backtracking.
It's not even,
after he said that, my whole demeanor changed. Like, I was like, what the fuck? Because obviously, I open up and then it's like, you're saying that to me, so my wall's going straight back up, kind of.
There was no bombshell, so where did this all come from?
No, I wanted to keep it straight from the jump, innit? Okay. So if a bombshell did come in, yeah, cool, I'll get to know where you get. But at the same time, I was thinking too much into the future. I wasn't thinking about present time as well.
Sometimes just take things as it comes, you know?
I said that sometimes I was sitting in the corner like...
Like,
why are you wishing for a bombshell to come in?
I wasn't wishing for a bombshell to come in. I was just
I was thinking about it.
But at the same time... I would like to, if a bombshell was to come in at any point, she will know what I'm thinking. Do you understand? I don't want it to be like out of surprise that I'm, you get.
If you're getting to know someone, right, mm-hmm. and there's no other temptation in front of you, you're getting to know someone, why are you already thinking about what might or might not happen if you're getting to know this lady? Hello?
Live life in life.
I think too much into the future, innit? Yeah. I think too much into the future. Mm. I should really just think about present time.
Yeah. I think always just live life. When the problem comes, it comes.
But yeah.
Don't make it your problem until...
What a great way to let a woman know that she's second best. What an amazing way.
Yeah, no.
That you think she's second best. Yeah. So how did you feel when that happened?
Obviously, I was like, what the fuck? Mm. Because it's like, you know, we've had good times. So in them good times, were you always like, think that was what was going through my head at that point. Like, in them good times, like, were you thinking about a bombshell? Were you, you know, like, you know how I felt anyways. Like, we spoke about it.
Yeah.
Like, it was obviously just shit. You know what I mean?
It wasn't easy. I can imagine.
Yeah, it wasn't easy.
And did you feel bad after you did it? Because you must have been like, crap. I felt bad,
but at the same time, that was on my mind. Like, what do you want me to do? Like,
that's how you felt.
If something's on my mind, I'm just going to speak it, innit? Like, I'm not going to hold it in and be a...
Yeah, it was on his mind. He had to speak it.
Okay, so now we're in the outside world. Is this still your mentality?
It's not even my mentality,
innit? Because it's like, I stick by it. I do this, I do that, but then...
It's not even my mentality, innit? Like, I obviously pulled Catherine for a chat later on in the day, and I was just like, cool, what we've obviously built from Castle up until now, I wouldn't want to chuck it away, innit? I wouldn't want to do any of that. So I was just like, yeah, cool. I just need to think about being in the present time and stop thinking about being in that future time as well, innit?
Yeah.
So I have been working on it as well.
Yeah.
Do you feel like right now in your life you are genuinely looking for a relationship?
Right now in my life, am I genuinely looking for a relationship? Do you know what it is, like...
That's a no.
No. Listen, Will, let me land.
Yeah, you're right, we'll let you
land. Currently, I wanna focus on myself and at the same time focus on Catherine as well. Listen, Will. Hey,
he's
no, nah, listen.
Himself a hole, isn't he? Listen. He's digging himself
listen,
a hole.
Listen, Will, let me land. Let me land. See, coming out of the villa is like a thing where
I'm trying to make
no,
sense.
Let him land.
Coming out of the villa, there's obviously a lot of limelight on both of us, innit? And we both need to focus on ourselves. So I feel like if we both focus on ourselves, in due time, we're still talking to each other, we're still bonding at the same time. In due time, we're going to get to that stage. Do you understand? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Catherine, do you want a man who's ready for you?
Yeah.
Fine.
But obviously, I went into Love Island because, you know, I do feel like I'm ready for a relationship. I'm ready to settle, like, you know, whatever. I don't want to build someone kind of thing. And I've always kind of said that.
Fine. Anyways, what were we thinking of Jess and Sammy?
Jess is my girl. Like, literally, when I walked in, like, I feel like day one, like, me and Jess were like this. Wow, She was just like you know, that crazy girl that you need. You know, we used to just be weirdos together. Like, we would just do weird stuff. Mm. Like, we'd crawl on the floors. We'd do weird faces to each other. Mm. Like, we just laugh. We'd sit on the terrace for hours just... Do like if they watch this, they'd be like, "What is going on here?" kind of thing. Mm. So she's so lovely, but she falls hard. That's the thing with Jess. Okay. Like, she's one of them where she reminds me of one of my other friends back home. So, like, I knew how hard it is, you know, when you fall hard for someone and like you kind of overlook every single thing that they do, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Even if the red flags sit in front of you, you over kind of look at because you see the best in people. And that's the kind of person she sees the best in people. Like, she hangs on to the good, you know. I think that just shows her hair.
Mm. No, Sammy's a nice guy. Like, being in the villa, I actually spoke to him. And they've obviously had a long journey as well, just going with the... what's his name again? The new bombshell that came in that just recently got kicked out.
Josh.
Yeah. She obviously went with Josh. Sammy went with Mal. Mm. So they've had a long journey. But
I really
like Sammy. 100%.
Yeah, she likes Sammy. That's the thing.
Is Sammy showing her the affection that she deserves and needs?
I think now, yes, but previously, no. Oh, but no. I do think that they've gotten to the stage where, you know, again, they've gone through a lot, but again, it's always Jess and Jiren. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So it's always on Jess's part where she's like sitting back. Like, even when she did the, like, I want to get to know Mitch thing, it was always to see how Sammy react. Like, it was, you know, it was just, you know,
yeah.
And Sammy, he loves his type.
fair enough. But back to the whole trolling stuff, though.
Yeah.
Like, how were you honestly dealing with it?
It was a lot. And, like, even, like, I think, yeah, it is a lot.
You just didn't deserve it. It didn't warrant, like, you didn't deserve that.
The response, yeah, I know. But,
look, onwards and upwards.
I know. I feel like you go through these stuff in life to learn. Like, I never went through anxiety. I never went through these negative feelings kind of thing. So it's like...
It's made you stronger,
right? Yeah. And I'm, you know, that's why I say I never regret stuff because, like... Yes, I hated the trolling. Yes, you know, I might have had thoughts in my head. Yes, I'm like, yes, but I've kind of, every day gets better.
Yeah.
So it's like,
You're in a better place.
Yeah, and
like,
I am. Literally.
Look, even when I saw you today, I'm like, you're glistening. Like, you're, do you know what I mean? Like, it's good to see that you're like overriding it and you're not allowing it to propagate to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I've literally learned to focus on the positivity. Like, people are lovely. Like, you, like, there actually are good people out there with good hearts.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do try to respond to positive messages all the time.
That's
like,
good.
Just because, you know, I love nice people. Like, I love nice people and I love actually genuine people.
Yeah. And let's just reiterate, you and Scott are cool now. So all of Scott's fans don't come from, like, you lot are cool. Like, this is all cool. Like, Scott's probably not even going to condone this stuff. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So everything's cool and blessed.
Yeah.
What's next in life for you two? Focusing on yourself. Happiness, wellness.
Yeah. I feel like just taking every day as it is. Yeah.
Living in the moment.
Spending time with family and friends. I feel like it's even brought me closer with family and stuff, which is nice. Just taking every day as it comes, building friendships, building relationships and stuff like that.
Yeah, and Elom. Yours, I'm telling you, on TikTok. Innit? You know, he was supposed to be my PT. Before he went on Love Island, he was always on TikTok Live talking about his PT services. So I'm like, you know what, let me try and get every day talking about his PT services. So I said, you know, let me actually try and get one of these PT sessions. DM'd him, got it. I said, you know what? Then I see him on Love Island. I'm like, so that's why.
Do you know what it was? Like, I can't even explain myself, bro. I got to apologize for that. So yeah, apologies. So
you still doing PTing and stuff?
Of course, I'm still running my business. I still have clients there as well.
I always see you in Dubai on TikTok. You're always posting from Dubai.
Yeah, so I currently have...
People tell you was in Dubai now.
No, do you know what it was? I record content there and I also have clients out there business ventures out there as well. So
a
couple of weeks, I should be going back there.
Are you going to be taking Catherine to Dubai with you?
I told her to come.
Good.
I told her to come.
But I said, I don't know what I'm going to be doing.
She's the one who's moving.
No, hardly. Me and the girls planned a girls trip to Mykonos.
Damn. Catherine and Elon, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
It was lovely to speak to you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.